Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
You know, this has been a really difficult, dark, heavy year in terms of science news. We've been talking almost exclusively about a pandemic on the show that has taken hundreds of thousands of lives. And we thought, you know what, let's do some lighter science. It's time to do some lighter science. We need some lighter science.
Definitely. And, you know, one of the best things that comes out every year is not necessarily the Nobel Prize, but the Ig Nobel Prize.
Science Unscripted.
Well, my name is Mark Abrams. I edit a magazine called The Annals of Improbable Research. And I started 30 years ago a thing called the Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. All of this is about things, any kinds of things that make people laugh then think.
To start out, I'm just looking at the list here, and there's one a little bit unusual to me. You have an acoustics
only
prize.
Only one?
Well, no, there are quite a few unusual ones, but in terms of the name of the prize itself, there's an acoustics prize. And I was wondering if you could talk about a little bit about this year's winner of that prize.
This went to a large international group that's mostly based in Vienna, Austria. They won a prize for inducing a female Chinese alligator to bellow in an airtight chamber filled with helium-enriched air.
So this alligator, you were saying, would have sounded like mm-hmm. like when I suck helium and you go, suddenly they made an alligator mm-hmm. suck helium, basically.
Yeah, not pure helium, just as with you, but they had a box that was filled with air. And they had the alligator in the box bellowing for a while, and then they injected some helium into it. So the alligator was breathing a mixture of normal air with a lot of extra helium in it. And pretty much the same thing happened that happens with you when you do that with a balloon. That the second recording, the bellow was much higher in tone.
Although at least with me, I'm aware of what's happening. This poor alligator is probably thinking, I'm dying. What is happening to me?
Well, you're saying that, but how do you know that? It's quite possible the alligator was having a fine time.
Fully aware of the helium injections. What was another of the science category winners?
Well, what do you describe as science categories?
Yeah, well, maybe
a physics prize.
Yeah, let's hop over to the physics prize. Mm-hmm.
It's two scientists, one of whom worked in Germany for a number of years earlier in his career, by the way. They won a prize for discovering by experiment what happens to the shape of a living earthworm when you vibrate that earthworm at high frequency.
So I guess with a few of these prizes, my question is, why?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Your prizes make people laugh first,
I'm
then
so
think.
I'm so happy that you described it that way, because if we have chosen well with each of these, that will be the effect on almost anybody, that the moment you hear about it, it's funny. But then there's something about it that sticks in your mind. So you want to find out more and you want to tell your friends about it and maybe even argue about it. If it has that effect, we've done a good job. And for this one, what I can suggest is we have links on our website, or you can go and Google to all of these things. And you can go and very easily find a lot more detail. You can find the original paper that the scientists wrote about it. Many of them, you can see videos of things that they did. And the answers will lead you off in many different directions.
Yeah. And one of them that I did actually go ahead and click the link and read a bit of the study was this year's Psychology Prize, which went to a group studying how eyebrows cue grandiose narcissism.
How eyebrows do it?
Yeah, cues is a funny word there. What they were trying to see was, if you are in a room full of people and you look around, can you tell, just by looking at the eyebrows of the different people, which of them are narcissists? Which of them are people who think so very highly of themselves that nobody else can at all rise to their own level in their own opinion?
You can't see me, Mark, but I'm trying to look narcissistic. And there is some eyebrow raising, like a
Hold on.
I think you're telling me a story. I would bet that you're trying very hard to not look narcissistic right now.
And did they find they could figure that out? Can you take a look around?
At least in the experiments they did, they said that quite often you can tell that their description of it is that people who are very narcissistic like to have other people look at them. And so they like to look at themselves in the mirror, and eyebrows are something that if they happen to have big eyebrows, oh, that's delightful to them. And if they don't happen to have big eyebrows, they are pretty likely to do something to make their eyebrows stand out, you know, cut them in a particular way or put makeup on or something else.
So I guess the only solution to this, or that could defeat this psychological cue, would be maybe Botox, right? If you can't really move your eyebrows anymore, or somebody can't make those expressions, you're not going to know whether or not they're a narcissist. Despite the fact that by putting Botox...
I was going to say, seems like Botox would be a narcissistic...
Yeah, move in the first place.
Yeah.
So preparing for this interview, I had read about these prizes, but Connor is coming into them not knowing what the winning studies are. So the last one I wanted to touch on was your prize for material sciences. So the study that won that prize, the name of their paper here was "Experimental Replication Shows Knives Manufactured from Frozen Human Feces Do Not Work."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So this one has a particularly good story, I think. Can you tell us a bit of the background on this, Mark?
Yeah, there's a story that had been going around and even had been written about in some academic papers for many years, that there was a man, an Inuit man, many years ago, who I think was trapped in the winter, and because he didn't have any tools or anything with him, was desperate about how he could get food. And he didn't have a knife, so he thought he could maybe make a knife by taking his own feces, freezing it out in the plain air, and freezing it in the shape of a knife, and then he would have a knife. This has been discussed by a lot of professors for years. Finally, some other professors read about this and wondered, can this possibly be true? Well, we can maybe test this. So they tested it. And what they say they discovered was, no, if you make a knife this way, yeah, it's a knife, but it doesn't work. It doesn't cut anything.
And that was Mark Abrams, the editor of Improbable Research and the man behind the Ig Nobel Prize.
If you want to see some of that research, see some of the videos, go to improbable.com. You can take a look at all the winners of the awards in various categories. In the meantime, get in touch with us with any questions, comments, ideas, or random scientific insights. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.